Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
You know, I'm a champion for the Alzheimer's Association. And when I saw this story pop up a couple of weeks ago, I thought, oh, my gosh, this is what people have been working toward, finding some path forward for those who feel that Alzheimer's will be in their future. Or maybe they're battling it now and they're just hopeful that the future is different for others. Rick Silverman invented a drug called NU9 that has halted Alzheimer's disease in an animal model before symptoms begin. Rick, welcome to the show. Bravo. I understand that you first conceived this idea, what, 15 years ago?
Well, actually, 15 years ago, we were looking at ALS. And that's really what this drug was initially for. We got just great data with our ALS models. It was effective against two different gene mutations that cause ALS. And so we thought, well, maybe this drug is doing more than just focusing on ALS, but it's doing what we had designed it for, which is to inhibit protein aggregation. And protein aggregation is common to all neurodegenerative diseases. And so we tried it in Alzheimer's mouse model, and it was effective there as well. And so that's what we think this molecule is activating the part of the cell called the lysosome, which is the part that clears out the junk from the cell. And these protein aggregates are just junk. And so regardless of what disease these protein aggregates are headed toward, this could be clearing out all of them.
Wow. So this... You know, if it proves to be as successful in humans as it is in your mice models, then this is something ideally that we could be treated with before any symptoms arise. You could halt the progression of Alzheimer's. Is that the hope?
Yes. So the new finding, I think, is suggesting that, and that the toxic species that leads to Alzheimer's is now believed to be these small soluble large peptides, small proteins called amyloid beta oligomers, A-beta oligomers. And these A-beta oligomers activate astrocyte cells, which are cells that protect your neurons. And when they get activated, they then become what we call reactive astrocytes or inflammatory astrocytes. It leads to neuroinflammation. But what we found is that these A-beta oligomers exist in more than one type. There's a type that occurs very early on that causes neurodegeneration well before symptoms appear. And that's common in neurodegenerative diseases. Once you have a symptom, your disease is pretty far advanced. And then there was a second one that occurred after symptoms. And this compound NU9 prevented the buildup and toxicity from these early A-beta oligomers, and it sharply decreased the amount of these reactive astrocytes. And so it's saying that this drug is clearing out the junk before you even find, even before you have a symptom. But, you know, nobody really goes to a doctor if you don't have a symptom.
Right.
So
but we have tests now, right? I know that we now have tests. You can get tested for Alzheimer's. Whether your insurance will pay for it, whether you'll qualify for it is another thing. But would this be useful in that situation if you got a test and you had it and you didn't know you had it, meaning you didn't have symptoms yet?
Right. So Yeah, so there is a biomarker for reactive astrocytes, a protein called GFAP, and that increases as the reactive astrocytes increase, and then it goes into your bloodstream. So a doctor could then get a blood test, show that that's increasing, which is telling you you're getting more of these reactive astrocytes, which is then leading to Alzheimer's. And I mean, up to now, there was no reason to take that test because what would you do? You find out,
right,
okay, I'm on my way to Alzheimer's, but there's nothing effective out there to treat it. But
and so how with this drug, I mean, this is amazing. I mean, for anyone in that sphere of Alzheimer's research or education or, you know, trying to raise money, this is huge news. So how long before something like this drug, NU9, actually makes it into human trials?
Well, so it has been approved for clinical trials, and we're trying to raise money to do the clinical trials. But this has been a hard time for biotech, and so we haven't yet been able to raise sufficient funds. Maybe this show will get some people out there.
Heck, I think a lot of people would be on board to helping that, because when we saw Doge come through and do all those slashes early in the year, and we knew that they had cut medical funding, especially for research, my greatest concern was that you were going to lose those animals that you know, those mice that you've spent years with trying to find drugs or ways to cure what had been introduced to them. And so it seems like you were able to maintain your lab and continue your work, but now it takes an enormous amount of funding, is what you're saying, to bring this drug into clinical trials.
Yes, it does. And I think now that we are starting to really understand why this drug works, how it works, and where it works, I think the interest should increase to get sufficient funding. But we're ready to go as soon as we have that.
Wow, that is great news. That is great news for many people who have watched their parents suffer, because it's those people who they're scared and they just want to know that there is some hope on the horizon. So you've given us that hope today. And my gosh, what a discovery. Why NU9? Why doesn't it bear your name?
Well, I've been a faculty member at Northwestern University for 49 years, and I really love that place. And so I wanted to name it after Northwestern.
That's lovely. That is lovely. We're so happy to have you on today, and I look forward to more conversations in the future.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That is that's amazing news, isn't it? And we're just dollars away from seeing this come to fruition. That's Rick Silverman. He invented the drug NU9 that is halting Alzheimer's disease in mice before their symptoms emerge. That means there's hope for all of us.